Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Lots of treasure hunters dream of making a living with their metal detectors. Hey, think about it. No alarm clocks? No hour and a half commute to and from the office every day? No dressing up for work? No neckties? No jerks telling you what to do? No office politics? On the other hand, no paychecks, no health insurance, no 401ks, no retirement benefits, no free pens, pencils, paper clips, or printing paper. Can it be done? Can you survive with just your metal detector? Let's take a look at the possibilities. First, as every treasure hunter knows, there's always the chance that the next beep you get from your metal detector could be the find that sets you free for life. It has happened to several treasure hunters, and it could happen to you. But the odds of your being the next big treasure hunting winner are probably less than the odds of your winning a multi-million dollar prize by buying a $1 lottery ticket. So let's not consider that as a good possibility. Okay, how are we going to do this? Well, we could detect parks, schoolyards, and other public property. But unless we find an unhunted coin paradise, we will be hard put to find much more than a dollar an hour. And even if we do find that unhunted paradise, we'll soon have it cleaned out, and then we're back to where we started. Well, what about beach detecting? I think you'll do better at the beach than in the parks, because you can move a lot faster. No hard digging, just scooping, and you'll find a lot more jewelry, much of it worth good money. But several months ago, I posted this question to a beach hunting internet forum, and they universally replied that though they found a lot of jewelry, there was no way they could make a living from their finds. Let's pause a minute and talk about what making a living means in terms of cold hard cash. The federal government says that if you live alone and make less than $200 a week, you're living below the poverty line. Add a spouse, and you need to make more than $270 a week to stay above the poverty level. Add a child, now you're up to $340 a week. And it goes up from there. Now let's assume you're not crazy enough to be considering this career move if you have to support anyone else besides yourself. So let's shoot for that $200 a week. Is it possible? Probably not. That is, if you're counting on living off your finds. But there are other ways to make money in the world of treasure hunting. Let's examine those. First, you can write about treasure hunting. You don't have to be a professional author to sell articles to the treasure magazines. The first article I ever sold was to a treasure hunting magazine, and I was by no means a great writer. But in those days, there were half a dozen monthly treasure magazines. Now there are just two, Lost Treasure and Western and Eastern Treasures. So the competition is a lot tougher to get stories into those magazines. Rather than selling random articles, you could possibly write a regular column for one of the magazines. That would give you a guaranteed 12 sales a year, but you would be cutting yourself off from half the market, because if you're a columnist for one magazine, the other would probably not use any of your material. Let's say you do sell an article. How much will you be paid for it? When I sold my first article, back in the 1970s, I think I was paid $45, and things haven't changed much since then. The treasure magazines pay 4 to 6 cents per word. For a 1,000-word article, that's $40 or $60, depending on which magazine buys it. For comparison purposes, let me tell you that this podcast has about 1,200 words. If I sold this episode as a story, I'd get a maximum of $72 for it. Oh, the magazines pay another $5 per photo if you provide pictures with your story. So if you consistently sell 1,000-word stories with 2 photos per story, you'd earn $70 a month. That's less than $18 a week. You'd still have quite a ways to go to climb out of that poverty hole. So it's definitely going to take more than selling magazine articles to make a living in treasure hunting. What's next? How's about selling metal detectors? Think of it. You get to play with every detector made. You could field test any machine that catches your eye. You can hunt with the very best detectors on the market. But. You knew there'd be a but, didn't you? And here it is. I was an independent metal detector dealer in the 1980s and 1990s. As a part-time endeavor, it worked out marginally well. I sold detectors both locally and on the internet, and in my best year, I sold about $10,000 worth of metal detectors. At an average sale of, say, $300 per detector, that's 33 detectors sold in a year, or about one detector every week and a half. I made maybe $30 profit per detector, or about $1,000 for the year. That's less than $20 a week. And that doesn't take into consideration the fact that you have to buy all your display models. Your inventory costs a fortune, even before you sell your first detector? And what about rent and power bills if you want to open a shop instead of sell from your home? And here's the kicker. That was before Kelly Co. and other discounters showed up on the internet. Today you can buy a detector from a major discounter for less than I was paying as a dealer for the detectors I sold. That's why I got out of the business, and why it's so hard to make it as an independent metal detector dealer today. We're not doing too well with our dream of living on treasure hunting, are we? What else is there? You could give seminars. I charge $40 per person for a 2-session beginner seminar, but to break the poverty line with that, I'd need to train over 20 people a month or almost 250 people a year, and that's without considering expenses, running a classroom, running ads to get students. Nah, that's not going to work either. If you know a way to make money from this hobby that I've missed, please let me know, and I'll talk about it in a future podcast. Just reply to this show at thetreasurecorner.com. Click on the comments link and leave your message. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.